Okay, here we go. Five words. Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazon. Our learning should be in Zchus Sefer Shlema Baruch Tzibin Rivka Basia. Chaim Moshe Ben Golda Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. The Parshas Sefer starts off. Ela Dram Hashir Dimer Moshe El Chol Yisrael Be'eva Yardim Emidbar. Moshe Ben right now is right before his death. And he's about to tell the Jewish people a couple things. And Rashi famously tells us from the Sefri that Moshe was going to give the Jewish people Tochacha. Instead of telling them directly what they did, that here we did the Meraglim, here we did the Egel Zav, what did he do? Mana kon kol mekoma shechisu l'vnei amalku mahen. He only mentioned the places where they made a Kodesh Baruch Hu mad. Why? Says Rashi. It says the Sefri l'fichach stam es dvaram hizgim remez v'nei kavod nishal Yisrael. Because the kavod of the Jewish people. He didn't tell them, he didn't give them musr about the, this is where we did the Meraglim, this is where we did the Egel Zav. He did it b'derech remez. And the Shlah, and also Rav Chaim Shmuel, they both point out how amazing this is, that right now Moshe Rabbeinu is at the end of his life. And right now, what does he do? All he has to do is be able to lead the Jewish people one more way. And now he has to bring it home, and bring home the lesson of, well, we have to learn from our mistakes. But how does he do it? He does it with all his Ava. He does it by hinting the places. As the Pasuk says in Mishnah, the Shlah points out, Al-Tochech Letz Pen Yisnecha Al-Chech Lechmecha V'Ava'echa. When you give Torah to your friend, make sure you do it wise and you do it with love. Make sure you do it with love. It says Ruchaim Shmuevitz. We see how great the cover, the mile of cover of Brios, the Chiva Hazir's Bazaar. Even when we tell someone they did something wrong, we have to make sure that they know it all comes with love. And how apropos it in the 3 weeks. That sometimes we get involved with people, we get involved with Machlokis, we get involved with this, we get involved with that. To make sure that when we do give Torah to someone, it all comes from a place of love. And love and really care for the other person, not just coming from a place of frustration or of anger, of sadness. But when we do it, make sure that it really comes from a place of tremendous, tremendous av, of tremendous love. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two is from Rab Leibel Eiger, on the Chassidish Rebbe's Talmud of the Ishbitzer. And so he writes on the Pasuk of Perek Alf, Pasuk Yud Alf. What does he say? So after Moshe Rabbeinu is giving all the Tachacha, What does the Pasuk say? Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem Kachem Elef Pa'amim. Yorach Eschem Kasher Dibelachem. Kadosh Baruch Hu shall multiply you 10 times 4. Says Rab Leibel, wouldn't you think that the Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha should really be like, you should, and the Doris after you should really be different from you? Why Davka does it say, and everyone after you, all your mishpacha should be 10 times like you, and thousands upon like you? Says Rab Leibel Eiger, you want to know what the Torah is teaching us? That Moshe Rabbeinu specifically did it a very, very important message. What did he do? That right after that Moshe Rabbeinu told them all about all the errors and their mistakes, Moshe specifically told how he wanted to make certain to them that they shouldn't feel depressed and discouraged by his criticism. Rab Leibel says he told them they shouldn't think he'd be considered them to be evil. Rather, he wished that there would be a thousandfold more just like them. In the words of Rab Leibel, Gam divrei atochacha gufo remez lahem rak baderech remez. When he gave him Tochacha, it was only Derech Remez. Why? To show them, Ki be'emes hayu oz kol Yisrael tzadikim gemorim. You guys are all tzadikim. You might have messed up. Because you could do tshuva me'am and it could always come back. Why did Moshe say that you should be a thousand upon like you? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make sure that after giving this Tochacha, make sure they shouldn't be depressed. But obviously when we do tshuva, we have to be tshuva besimcha. And to show them how great they are. And be able to build up their self-confidence. A very, very important message. Moving on later in the Parsha, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lameches. Our third idea from the Baal Torah, the Pasuk says, Yeshua benin ha'omei lefanecha hu yavo shama. Yeshua is going to take over, he's going to inherit the Jewish people. Famously, the Baal Torah writes on this, Yeshua benin ha'omei lefanecha. What does it mean that Yeshua stood by Moshe? Says, Mal Baal Torah, shegedoyle shemusha yoser milimudel. Baal Torah says, he quotes the Gemara in Brachos and Zion and Beis, that we know, how much greater is it for someone who actually has action and who was by Moshe's side than just learning? At the end of the day, Shemusha, someone who was by Moshe's side is so much greater than just learning about it. When you're with Moshe, you're not just learning about Moshe, but when you're with Moshe and you're actually in the trenches, that's even on a much greater level, which actually connects very well to our fourth idea. You know, when I'm talking about Yeshua ben Nun, this famous Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Ayin Hei Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to the sun, and Yeshua is compared to the moon. And when they found out, the Zakenim found out that Yeshua was going to be taken over, they said, "Oy lanu!" They said, "Woe unto us that we're going to have Yeshua as a leader." So the Chavetz Chaim points out, how could it be the Zakenim, these great, great Zakenim, the great elders would say something terrible about Yehoshua, that Oy Lanu, that we don't have a Moshe, we have a Yehoshua. So the Chavetz Chaim says a powerful message, and this is brought down by the Imre Baruch. Several people told me this idea, so I felt like I had to share it. Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Rothwex, Rabbi Jerry Rosenfeld all told me the same idea. Chavetz Chaim says, when they said, Oy Lanu, woe unto us that Yehoshua will be leading to us and not Moshe, it wasn't a dig at Yehoshua, it was actually a huge compliment to Yehoshua. Oy Lanu means woe unto us because we were in the same classroom as Yehoshua. And look how much he became. He became Yehoshua ben Nun. He became the leader of the Jewish people. Oy Lanu refers not unto the level of Yehoshua. Oy Lanu, this Canaan, we're talking about themselves, that we were in the same shirim by Moshe. We were in the same tefillah by Moshe. But there only came at one Yehoshua. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim says. We have to make sure that we always try to reach our full potential like Yehoshua did. That Yehoshua maximizes his full potential. And I like to say that, sometimes you'll be in the same shir in yeshiva, but at the end of the day, in a few, 5, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, the people that really continue to grow are the people that become big people. And that Oy Lanu Zakenim wasn't a dig chas v'shalom at Yehoshua. It was really a mila. It was really a compliment to Yeshua. And finally, the fifth and final idea, this Shabbos is called Shabbos Chazon. Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos of seeing. You know, at the end of the day, why is it called Shabbos Chazon? What's the important message about Shabbos Chazon? Savoris Yisrael says Shabbos Chazon is actually not just a Stam Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon is the holiest Shabbos of the entire year. Different ideas why it's called Chazon, whether we're able to see in the future, that even though we might be going through another Tisha B'av Benar, Chas V'Shalom, we have to know that there's another time. But says Savoris Yisrael, you want to know Shabbos Chazon so special? But because we know that the Zohar tells us that Shabbos, before everything, every Yontav always has the Kedusha of the Yontav. And we know that Tisha B'av is the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, but we also know it's the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. We also know it's the Kedusha of Mashiach. So this Shabbos is the holiest Shabbos. Why? Because it's the Kedusha, it has all the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, or third and final Beis HaMikdash, and also has the Kedusha of Mashiach in it. Shabbos Chazon, not a Stam Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon says the Avodas Yisrael, the Kosher Sir Magid, it's the holiest Shabbos of the entire year. We have to make sure, Beis HaMikdash, to really prepare for it by learning Torah, by learning especially about the Parsha, learning about Avos Chinam. But learning about the different inyanim that happened specifically in order for us people to be able to bring the binyan bais back. I'll just review the five final ideas. We said from the beginning, the first idea we said from the Shlom, the Rechaim Shmulevet, so why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu specifically hinted to and he didn't just say what they did? Because he has such ava, he has such kavod abrios for them. When someone has kavod abrios, you can't just say the tochra aloud, you have to say b'derech remes. And finally, that connects to the second idea, Reb Leibel Eger. After he did that, he said that you should be a thousand times like you. Why did he say a thousand times like you? He should be a thousand times not like you. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, what is he saying by saying kacha, Hashem alechem, yosef alechem, kacha, elef pa'amim. To be able to make sure they didn't become depressed and feel bad about themselves. No, they should know how great they are. And if they do that, they'll do tshuva me'ava, to know that every Jew, no matter if they make a mistake, that's not their essence. Their essence as a Jew is to be du Kadosh Baruch as well. As we know, famously, on the Rambam tells us, right, Yom Kippur's coming up. We know that someone doesn't want to give a get, the end of the second paragraph, I believe, in Hilchos Gershon. They bring out the bad boys to be able to take a couple bats and smack him. And if someone says, Rotsa Ani, I want to give the get, they say it's a good get. So all the Sturm say, how is it a good get? You force him to give the get. Because Rotsa Ani shows his pure intent. That sometimes people just need the little bat, they need the fear, they need the scare, they need the physical pain to be able to bring their true essence. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, Yom Kippur is actually Gematria Rotsa Ani. Every Jew is really good, says Rabbi Eger. Every Jew really wants to do the right thing. Moving on to our third and fourth idea about Yehoshua. The third idea, Yehoshua Omer Alefanecha, is it said that Yosef Milumedel, Gadola Yosef Shemisha Yosef Milumedel, that being Shamish someone, being someone, being close to someone, going through the experience is much greater just by the learning. And we know that's the famous idea of the Chavetz Chaim. Specifically, why this game say Oy Lanu wasn't a digachas from Yeshua? It was a mile Oy Lanu to us, and we were in the same base midrash. We were in the same shir, the same davening, the same chesed. Look how Yeshua became. Look good for Yeshua. But look at us. We could have been in the same trip. But look how great Yeshua became. Finally, the fifth idea, Shabbos Chazon. Shabbos Chazon is the koach of Mashiach. It's the koach of the third and final Beis HaMikdash, which was zochah to tap into the Kedusha and be able to experience the beautiful, the holiest Shabbos in the entire year, Bez Hashem. But making sure we have tremendous kavod abrios, really making sure we always have Ava for every single Jew, no matter what. By making sure even sometimes when we get to Hukkah, we never give up on ourselves. As Rebbe says, we always be able to show to value ourselves. Be able to make sure to Meshamish Tamnei Chacham, not just learn the Torah, between Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, Meshamesh our role models, Meshamesh our parents, to be able to make sure that we could maximize our full potential like Yoshua did. And this way, B'zocha Be'ez Hashem, to finally feel the Kedusha of the third and final Beis HaMikdash, not only in Shabbos Chazon, Be'ez Hashem, holy, Be'ez Hashem, all together, in Shabbos Chazon, Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, Shkoich.